యోగో నారాయణపరో యోగో నారాయణ పరంతపః నారాయణ పరంతపః నారాయణ పరం జ్ఞానం నారాయణ పరం జ్ఞానం నారాయణ పరాగతిహి నారాయణ పరాగతిహి నారాయణ పరో యోగో నారాయణ పరంతపః నారాయణ పరం జ్ఞానం నారాయణ పరాగతిహి
మాతాజీస్
నారాయణ పరయోగో నారాయణ పరంతపః నారాయణ పరజ్ఞానం నారాయణ పరాగతిః.
ఓకే, వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ నారాయణ పరః. జస్ట్ టు నో నారాయణ. యోగః కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్. నారాయణ పరం, జస్ట్ విత్ అన్ ఎయిమ్ టు అచీవ్ నారాయణ. తపః ఆస్టరిటీ. నారాయణ పరం, జస్ట్ టు రియలైజ్ ఎ గ్లిమ్స్ ఆఫ్ నారాయణ. జ్ఞానం, కల్చర్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ నాలెడ్జ్. నారాయణ పర, ద పాత్ ఆఫ్ సాల్వేషన్ ఎండ్స్ బై ఎంటరింగ్ ఇన్ టు ద కింగ్డమ్ ఆఫ్ నారాయణ. గతిహి, ప్రోగ్రెసివ్ పాత్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పాట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి సంశల ప్రభుపాద్కి. ఆల్ డిఫరెంట్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ మెడిటేషన్ ఆర్ మిస్టిసిజం ఆర్ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ రియలైజింగ్ నారాయణ. ఆల్ ఆస్టరిటీస్ ఆర్ ఎయిమ్డ్ ఎట్ అచీవింగ్ నారాయణ. కల్చర్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ ఫర్ గెటింగ్ ఎ గ్లిమ్స్ ఆఫ్ నారాయణ. అండ్ అల్టిమేట్లీ సాల్వేషన్ ఈజ్ ఎంటరింగ్ ద కింగ్డమ్ ఆఫ్ నారాయణ. పర్పాట్. ఇన్ మెడిటేషన్ దేర్ ఆర్ టూ సిస్టమ్స్ ఆఫ్ యోగా, నేమ్లీ అష్టాంగ యోగా అండ్ సాంఖ్య యోగా. అష్టాంగ యోగా ఈజ్ ప్రాక్టీస్డ్ ఇన్ కాన్సన్ట్రేటింగ్ ద మైండ్, రిలీజింగ్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఎంగేజ్మెంట్స్ బై ద రెగ్యులేటివ్ ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ మెడిటేషన్, కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్, సిట్టింగ్ పోస్టర్స్, బ్లాకింగ్ ద మూవ్మెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇంటర్నల్ సర్క్యులేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎయిర్ ఎట్సెట్రా. సాంఖ్య యోగా ఈజ్ మెన్ టు డిస్టింగ్విష్ ద ట్రూత్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎఫెమెరల్స్, బట్ అల్టిమేట్లీ బోధ సిస్టమ్స్ ఆర్ మెంట్ ఫర్ రియలైజింగ్ ద ఇంపర్సనల్ బ్రహ్మన్, విచ్ ఈజ్ బట్ ఎ పార్షియల్ రిప్రజెంటేషన్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ నారాయణ, ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ Godhead. As we have explained before, the impersonal Brahman effulgence is only a part of personality of Godhead. Impersonal Brahman is situated on the person of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as such, Brahman is the glorification of personality of Godhead. This is confirmed both in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Matsya Purana. Gati refers to the ultimate destination or the last word in liberation. Oneness with the impersonal Brahma Jyoti is not the ultimate liberation. Superior to that is the sublime association of the personality of Godhead in one of the innumerable spiritual abodes in Vaikuntha sky. Therefore, the conclusion is that Narayana or the personality of Godhead is the ultimate destination for all kinds of yoga systems as well as all kinds of liberation.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradhayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratishe Namaham He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindhavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhesya Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namon Namaham Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, welcome to today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 5 and text number 16, and the verse yesterday spoken was also in connection to this verse, where it is stated that Narayana para Veda Deva Narayana Angaja Narayana para Loka Narayana Paramaka. In today's verse it is said Narayana para Yogo Narayana Parantapaha Narayana Paranyanam Narayana Paramgathi. In one sense, everything that we come across, everything that we hear about in daily Bhagavatam classes, it is all dependent on Narayana. Why and how is we try to understand today little bit from Srimad Bhagavatam, as well as since tomorrow is Gita Jayanti and outside they are celebrating today also Gita Jayanti, so we'll also refer something from Bhagavad Gita so that we understand how everything is in relation to Lord Narayana. So, currently we are reading Canto 2. The Canto 2, the subject matter, begins with an inquiry made by Srila Parikshit Maharaj at the end of first Canto. And the rest of the Bhagavatam is all an answer to that inquiry of Parikshit Maharaj. Wherein, understanding that he only had 7 days left in his life, Parikshit Maharaj retired from all active life and took the shelter on the bank of Ganga, where all the great sages of the entire universe assembled. And at that time, there came Srila Sukadeva Goswami, the divine personality. So, accepting Sukadeva Goswami as his guru, making him the elevated seat, Parikshit Maharaj inquires from him one of the very important inquiry which all of us should have. He requests Sukadeva Goswami saying that, Ata Pruchami Samsiddhim Yoginam Paramam Guru Purushaseha Yatkaryam Mriyamanasya Sarvada. So, Yoginam Paramam Guru, the best of all the gurus of all the yogis, please tell me, Samsiddhim Ata Pruchami Samsiddhim, what is the ultimate perfection? There could be so many goals one can think of, but what is the ultimate goal? Ata Pruchami Samsiddhim Yoginam Paramam Guru Purushasteha Yatkaryam Muryamanase Sarvada. He says that in order to attain that ultimate destination, the ultimate perfectional state, what one should do at all times? Purushasteha Purushasya Iha Yatkaryam. Having taken birth in this divine land of Bharata Varsha, what one should do at all times in order to attain this highest perfection? And especially people like me, who are about to die, who only have few more days left in their life, what they are supposed to do in order to attain that highest goal? His inquiry is in relation to people in general and especially for people like him also. And then he goes into more details. In order to attain that highest goal, what all I am supposed to do? Eshrotavyam ato japyam et kartavyam rubi prabhu. What I am supposed to hear? What I am supposed to chant or discuss or speak? And what should be my duty? And esmartavyam, what I am supposed to contemplate upon? Please tell me in detail. Also, please tell me what I am not supposed to hear, what I am not supposed to speak, and what I am not supposed to contemplate upon, meditate upon, think about, do's and don'ts. That was the inquiry of Srila Parikshit Maharaj unto Sukadeva Goswami. The entire Bhagavatam is an answer to this inquiry. What is the ultimate perfection? And in order to attain that, what I am supposed to do, what I am not supposed to do. And in the beginning of the second canto, not exactly in the beginning, but after few verses, Srila Sukadeva Goswami conclusively, he says that, Tasma Sarvatmana Rajan Hari Sarvatra Sarvada Shrotavya Kirtitavya Cha Smartavyo Bhagavan Ranam. He speaks before many other things in relation to what one is not supposed to do and what one is supposed to do, and then he conclusively says his own opinion. He says that from Vedic literatures we understand that what we are supposed to do, what we are not supposed to do, and whatever we do is influenced by three modes of material nature: mode of ignorance, mode of passion, and mode of goodness. And under the influence of these three modes, whatever activities we perform, the activities can be categorized in different ways. Normally we may say pious activities, impious activities, dharmic activities or adharmic activities, different way to say. But when it comes to in relation to three modes of material nature, we can also rename them as vikarma, sakama karma or nishkama karma. The people mostly in the mode of ignorance and passion, because they have urgent desire, because of their eagerness to have more and more material happiness, they tend to bypass the Vedic rules and regulation and they try to attain happiness through shortcut means. Such kind of activities which are against or away from Vedic injunctions are generally known as vikarmic activities. Viruddha rupena karma. people in the mode of ignorance and passion tend to do such kind of activities. And those who go higher and higher stages, coming out of mode of passion, trying to enter into mode of goodness, they show respect towards Vedic literatures and they try to follow the injunctions given in the Vedic literature. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that yes, shastravini buddhrijja vartate kamakarata nasa siddhim avapnoti na sukam na paramgatim. Those people not following the Vedic injunctions, trying to perform activities according to their own whims in order to get quick happiness, they neither get happiness na sukam nasa siddhim, they nor get the perfection in their activities, and ultimately they not even attain entry into spiritual world. Na param gatim. Then what one supposed to do? Tasma shastra pramanam te karya karya vyavasthitau. One should make shastra as the pramana, as the guiding principle. Because shastra talks about what to do, what not to do. Karya, akarya. Tasma shastra vidhanoktam karma kartum yaharasi. Having understood what is to be done, what is not to be done, one should execute one's varnashrama dharma in this material world, especially in this Bharata Varsha. Iha arhasi. That is good for everyone. So then, if that is the case, those who have understood Shastra, those who want to follow in the footsteps of Shastra, they are entering into mode of goodness. They practice a process called as Sakama Karma. The Vedic literature talks about the four Purusharthas: Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. The people who understand the rules and regulations of Vedic literatures, in the bracket, we call Dharma. They follow Dharma so that whatever desire they have in their heart, they can fulfill their desires in a honorable way, in a recommended way. That is what is called Artha and Kama. So these people who are following Dharma, Artha, Kama are known as Sakama Karmis. They are at the beginning of the mode of goodness. But those people who elevate in their mode of goodness, in their consciousness, they understand more important than executing Dharma, Artha, Kama is endeavoring for attaining moksha. Then they start practicing Nishkama Karma Yoga. Then with the purification of the heart, they practice Jnana Yoga and Ashtanga Yoga. Then with the help of Bhakti, they attain moksha. These are second category of people. So now, in the beginning of the second canto, Srila Sukadeva Goswami says that never follow on the path of Vikarma. Even don't follow on the path of Sakama Karma. At most, if somebody already followed in their life on the path of Nishkama Karma Yoga and also Jnana Yoga to some extent, if they came to know now, they only have little amount of life left. Only few more days or few more weeks is left in their life. They can take shelter of Ashtanga Yoga in order to attain perfection quickly, which is known as Sahajya Mukti. So Sukadeva Goswami talks about the process of Ashtanga Yoga in the first and second chapters very nicely. Then at the end he says that though majority of the people in general who follow the Vedic scriptures, accepting the Vedas as their guiding principle, who understand the four Purusharthas is the ultimate goal of human life, Dharma, Artha, Kama, and also Moksha. In order to attain Moksha, they take shelter of Nishkama Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, and as well Bhakti Yoga, they will attain Sahajya Mukti. It is there, but much deeper than that is Bhakti Yoga. So Sukadeva Goswami said that even by practicing Nishkama Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, one may end up with Sahajya Mukti, but by practicing Bhakti, one will attain something superior to that. So then, what do you mean by Bhakti? First question is, what do you mean by Bhakti? For that, Sukadeva Goswami says that, he talks about Bhakti also in between, but at the end he says that, therefore, please do Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, and also other process. Padasevanam, Archanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, etc. But of these nine processes, the most important are these three: Shravanam, కీర్తనం స్మరణం. తస్మా సర్వాత్మనా రాజన్ హరి సర్వత్ర సర్వదా. వెన్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ శ్రవణం కీర్తనం స్మరణం? సర్వదా, ఎట్ ఆల్ టైమ్స్. వేర్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్? సర్వత్ర, ఎవ్రీవేర్. దెర్ ఆర్ నో ప్రీరిక్విజిట్స్, దెర్ ఆర్ నో రిస్ట్రిక్షన్స్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ భక్తి కన్సిస్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రవణం కీర్తనం స్మరణం ఎట్సెట్రా. ఎనీవన్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీవన్ కెన్ డూ దిస్. ఓకే, దట్ ఇస్ ఫైన్. ఐఎమ్ సపోజ్ టు డూ శ్రవణం కీర్తనం స్మరణం. ఫర్ హూమ్ ఐఎమ్ టు డూ? భగవాన్, భగవాన్ హరి. యూ డూ శ్రవణం ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ హరి, యూ డూ కీర్తనం ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ హరి, యూ డూ స్మరణం ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ హరి. ఫైన్, వాట్ విల్ అటైన్? ఓకే, నాట్ వాట్ విల్ అటైన్. సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి పరిషిత్ మహారాజ్ సేస్, సో మై డియర్ లార్డ్, యు ఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్. శ్రవణం, కీర్తనం, స్మరణం, పాదసేవనం, అర్చన, వందనం, సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ సో మచ్ టైమ్, ఐ ఓన్లీ హ్యావ్ 7 days. ప్లీజ్ టెల్ మీ వన్ అమాంగ్ దీస్ డిఫరెంట్ ప్రాసెస్ విచ్ ఐఎమ్ ఏబుల్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ సో దట్ ఐ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు అటైన్ పర్ఫెక్షన్. ఫర్ విచ్ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి సేస్ దట్ పిబంతి ఏ భాగవత ఆత్మనా సతాం కథామృతం శ్రవణ పుటేషు సమృతం పునంతి తే విషయ విదూషితాశయం వ్రజంతి తచ్చరణ సరోరు అంకితం. సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి సేస్ దట్ ఫర్ యూ ఐ రికమెండ్ శ్రవణం, హియర్ భాగవతం. బై హియరింగ్ భాగవతం మెనీ థింగ్స్ విల్ టేక్ ప్లేస్. వన్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ కంటామినేషన్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్ ఇట్ విల్ బి రిమూవ్డ్. బట్ మోర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ దాన్ ఈజ్ దట్ వ్రజంతి తచ్చరణ సరోరు అంకితం. వన్ విల్ అటైన్ షెల్టర్ ఎట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ ద అల్టిమేట్ పర్ఫెక్షన్. దిస్ ఇస్ ద ఆన్సర్ టు ద క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్. అత పృచ్చామి సంసిద్ధిం. వాట్ ఇస్ ద సంసిద్ధి, ద కంప్లీట్ పర్ఫెక్షన్? వ్రజంతి తచ్చరణ సరోరు అంకితం. అటైనింగ్ షెల్టర్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. దట్ మీన్స్ గోయింగ్ బ్యాక్ హోమ్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ హెడ్ and becoming one of the eternal associates of the supreme personality of Godhead and able to serve the Lord in person for the rest of eternity. Okay, so my dear Lord, you are telling me to hear Bhagavatam, of course hear Krishna Katha, hear Hari Katha, hear about Bhagavan. So please speak. For me to hear, somebody should speak. So please speak. So in the fourth chapter, currently we are discussing sixth chapter, but in the fourth chapter శ్రీల పరిషిత్ మహారాజ్ సేస్ దట్ ప్లీజ్ స్పీక్ భాగవతం. ఇఫ్ ఐ హావ్ టు హియర్ సంబడి షుడ్ స్పీక్, ప్లీజ్ స్పీక్. సో దేర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ దట్ సంస్థాం విజ్ఞాయ సన్యస్య కర్మత్రయ వర్గికం చేయత్ వాసుదేవి భగవతి ఆత్మభావం దృఢం గత. పరిషిత్ మహారాజ్ అండర్స్టూడ్ నౌ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు అటైన్ ద హైయెస్ట్ పర్ఫెక్షన్ ఐ ఓన్లీ సపోజ్ టు డూ శ్రవణం. I should not think about any other thing in this world. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha, other things, keep it aside. Just hear Harikatha. Just hear Krishna Katha. So now Sukadeva Goswami says, okay, I will speak, but what do you want to hear? Then Parishit Maharaj says that, the Lord had unlimited pastimes because he is Ananta. I want to hear everything about the Lord. I don't want to miss anything. But to start with, I want to hear the creation past tense of the Supreme Lord. Please speak how the Supreme Lord creates these material universes, maintains them and annihilates them. And he personally takes care of everything in relation to this material universe. Please speak about this. Sri Sukadeva Goswami, understanding the gravity of the inquiry made by Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami offers prayers to the same Supreme Lord Narayana. My dear Lord, it is you who have created this universe, you who have maintained this universe, you who will be annihilating this universe. You are the caretaker of everything that is there in the entire universe. And here Parishit Maharaj is making a great inquiry. He wants to know about you in detail, everything. I don't have any capacity. Just the way you have created this universe and you yourself entered into this universe as Paramatma and maintained this universe in a wonderful way, same way, may you enter my consciousness, may you enter my tongue, And may you inspire me to speak about you, and may you decorate the words which I speak about you. He is actually requesting the Supreme Lord to enter his heart, to enter his tongue, so that he will be inspired to speak something about the Lord. Whatever he speaks, that will be with wonderful words, the choice poetry, so that the glorification of the Lord can come out very nicely. Then he offers obeisances to his worshipful spiritual master and father, Srila Vasudeva. Then he says that, my dear Parikshit, just the way you inquired me now, similarly, long back, Narada Muni also inquired his spiritual master, his father, Lord Brahma. One day, Narada Muni approached Brahma early in the morning after completing his morning duties. Then he began to inquire from Brahma. My dear Lord, my dear Father, you know everything. You have understood everything clearly. Now I want to know specifically about this material creation. Yad rupam edadishtanam. So he says that, yad rupam edadishtanam yata srishtam idam prabho. Yes, samstam yat param yacha tat tattvam vada tatvataha. Tat tattvam, everything you speak in truth, not superficially, not uparupar. Speak everything according to tattva in proper details. About what? Yad rupam. What is the form of this material universe? What is the characteristics of this material creation? Yad adhishtanam. Who is the Adhishta from whom these material universes have been created and on whom it is depend upon? Please speak about him. And Yata Srishtam, how this universe has been created? What is the process of creation? And then Yat Samstam, after annihilation, where it go? Where it becomes unmanifest? And Yat Param, on whom everything in this universe and the universe itself depends upon, and etcha, with what ingredients the universe is made up of. So these are the specific inquiries about the material creation, about the material world, so which Narada Muni is making an inquiry to Brahmaji. And he says that, please speak everything in truth. And before speaking, please consider what answer should be given. Because after hearing your answer, I should be cleared of all my doubts. I should be able to meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is my requirement. It is not that just for the sake of hearing I'll hear something like that. Not like that. My intention is to hear about all these things. Whatever doubts are there about this particular topics should be cleared, and I should be able to meditate upon the Supreme Lord for the rest of eternity. So please speak with proper deliberation. Then Brahmaji answers. Of course, in between there are many verses, we will not get into it. So the first question is answered in the 14th verse. Dravyam karmacha kalascha sabhavo jiva evacha. Vasudevat paro brahman na cha anyo asti tatvataha. In tatvataha, in truth, it is Vasudeva himself manifests 5 tattvas. And the combination of these 5 tattvas is this material world. The form of this material world is nothing but these 5 tattvas. And these 5 tattvas are manifest from Lord Vasudeva. In truth, this material universe is Lord Vasudeva. None other than Lord Vasudeva. Na anya asti. There is nothing else but he exists as this universe. So, Parikshit Maharaj says, what do you mean by Vasudeva alone is existing at this universe? In order to answer that, Srila Sukadeva Goswami speaks text number 15 and text number 16. How Vasudeva is everything in this universe, and ultimately, how Vasudeva is the universe, is mentioned in these 2 verses. In yesterday's verse, it is said that Narayana para Veda. Ultimately, the guiding principle of this universe is all the Vedic literatures. And the Vedic literatures are non-different from Vasudeva himself. Deva Narayana Angaja. And this universe is maintained by different devatas. And all the different devatas are different bodily limbs of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. Narayana Paraloka. This universe is consisting of 14 planetary systems. And all the universe, all the planetary systems are maintained by the Supreme Personality of God himself. Because Lord himself is also the maintainer of the universe. Narayana Paramaka. And then, now the question is, Narayana Paraloka. It is the Lord who is maintaining the 14 planetary systems. How is he maintaining? The Supreme Lord is maintaining the living entities who are living in these 14 lokas by giving them certain rules and regulations. For what purpose? In order to live properly in this material world and also leave this material world. To go back home back to Godhead. Just in the beginning we said that there is something called as Sakama Karma. Known as Dharma, Artha, Kama. Come in the category of Sakama Karma. Then superior to that is Nishkama Karma Yoga. And then followed by Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. Now, the maintenance of the universe, that means the maintenance of all the living entities in the universe is carried out by various processes that have been given to the living entities in this universe. What are the different processes that are given to us? Okay, not here. In the previous verse. Narayana Paramaka. The process of sacrifice. Maka means sacrifice. This is the principal sadhana of Karma Yoga practitioners. The Supreme Lord has given us Karma Yoga. Nishkama Karma Yoga. By which one can purify one's heart of all material desires. And then, what next? Narayana Paro Yogo, Narayana Parantapaha, Narayana Paranjnanam. With the purification of the heart by the practice of Nishkama Karma Yoga, which is principally consisting of the execution of Yajna and everything offering in the form of Yajna, one, after attaining sufficient amount of purification of the heart, takes to the process of Tapasya, Jnana and Ashtanga Yoga. All these processes are given by Lord Narayana, they are nourished by Lord Narayana and their respective fruits are also offered by Lord Narayana. That's why Lord Narayana is Adhishtata Devata and Lord Narayana is the shelter of all these processes known as Nishkama Karma Yoga, Tapasya, Jnana Yoga and Ashtanga Yoga. Okay? And finally, Narayana Paramgatihi. It is Narayana who is the awarder or giver of the Paramgati. And more than that, Narayana himself is the Paramgati. It is not that Narayana is giving something else as Paramgati. Narayana is giving himself as Paramgati to all these practitioners. So this is how the Supreme Lord who created this universe, who is also maintaining this universe and who is also giving himself as the ultimate destination for all the living entities who are living in this universe. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Lord Krishna himself speaking to Uddhava, just before he is going to wind up his pastimes, he says, Veda Brahmatma Vishayas Trikanda Vishaya Ime Paruksha Vada Rushaya Paruksha Mamacha Priya. He says that Veda, all the Vedic literatures, Brahmatma Vishayas, in relation to Brahma. Brahman means Brahman. The Supreme Absolute Truth. Trikanda Vishaya Ime. In order to explain the Absolute Truth, in order to explain the means of absolute truth, what are the different means practicing which one can attain the absolute truth? The Vedas principally talks about three divisions. Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Upasana Kanda. So, we are devotees. We have nothing to do with Karmakanda, Jnanakanda and Upasana Kanda. Lord Krishna says that the Vedas generally talk about these three sections only. Karmakanda, Jnanakanda and Upasana Kanda. In order to help us understand about the absolute truth, in order to help us attain absolute truth, then where is the bhakti? Lord Krishna says that bhakti is not presented directly. Paroksha vada rushaya, paroksha mamacha priya. Bhakti is there in everything, but it is spoken in a hidden way, in a secret way. Bhakti is not spoken directly. Those who delve deep into Vedic literatures will understand the importance of bhakti. We'll understand what bhakti is all about. Rajavidya, Rajaguhyam, Pavitram, Idamuttamam, Pratyakshavagamam, Dharmam, Susukam, Kartum Abhiyam. Though Vedic literature extensively speak about Dharmartha, Kama, Moksha, Sakama Karma, Nishkama Karma, Jnana Yoga, Nishkama Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, performing all these things, attaining Moksha, etc. They talk about vividly. Bhakti, very few places it is talked about. Why? The Lord Himself wants bhakti should be spoken in a secret way. And following the intention of the Supreme Lord, all the great sages and all the Vedic literatures keep bhakti in a hidden way. They don't speak about bhakti in a obvious way. Bhakti is kept hidden. So that's how, in these two slokas, there is no word about bhakti only. All other things are mentioned. The universe is there, the Vedas are there, the processes such as Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, Tapasya, etc. is there, the Paramgati is there, but there is no bhakti mentioned directly. All these things attain perfection only when there is an element of bhakti within it. And that bhakti is kept as a hidden secret. Tapasvino, dana para, yashasvino, manasvino, mantra vida, sumangala, kshemamna vindanti vinaya darpanam, tasmai subhadra, shravase, namo namaha. Even though a person may want to become a tapasvi, a jnani, a yogi, or a dhani, giving charities and performing all the yajnas, tapas, jnana, everything, Vedic study, etc. But still at the end, unless until one offers all these processes, all these endeavors unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, vinaya darpanam kshemam na vindanti, one does not attain perfection or expected results of their practices. Not possible. Everything is possible only when we offer everything that we do unto the Supreme Lord. Then one can attain one's aspired results. That's how it is mentioned. So Lord Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, starting from second chapter, he talks about elaborately Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga in chapter 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So many chapters dedicated to describe all these things. And at the end he says that Tapasibhyodiko Yogi Jnanibhyopi Adhiko Mataha Karmibhyo Chadiko Yogi Tasmad Yogi Bhavarjuna. He speaks about Ashtanga Yoga process elaborately in detailed way in the entire 6th chapter. And before that he speaks about Jnana Yoga, and before that he speaks about Nishkama Karma Yoga, so many things. Now he says that this Ashtanga Yoga practitioner is superior to Jnana Yoga practitioner. Who is superior to a tapasvi? Who is superior to a Nishkama Karma Yogi? Who is superior to a Sakama Karmi? Who is superior to a Akarmi? So in that way, in this world is filled with different variety of people. So there is a gradation. Vikarmi, Sakama Karmi, Nishkama Karma Yogi, Tapasvi, Jnana Yogi, and then Ashtanga Yogi. So Lord Krishna says, then become a yogi. Yogi is the superior to all these different people who are prominently seen all over the world. Then Arjuna says, my dear Lord, is there something other than this also? Or everything is ending here only? You have given the different variety of people which are there in this universe. Vikarmi, Sakama Karmi, Nishkama Karma Yogi, Jnana Yogi, Tapasvi and Ashtanga Yogi. Khatam ho gaya aur kuch hai? Then in the next verse, Lord Krishna says, Yoginam api sarvesham, among all the different personalities who have come to this platform, Ashtanga Yoga, who can able to meditate on Paramatma, etc. Among all such perfected yogis, yoginam api sarvesham, madgate antaratmana, shraddhavan bhajate yomam, same yukta tamo mataha. The superior to this person, who is best among all the different practitioners in this world, is that person who constantly worships me, who constantly engages in my devotional service, consisting of shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, dasyam, sakyam, atma nivedanam. That person is known as yuktatama, he is best among all better people. So here, in this context, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Tagore, he says that the karma yoga practitioners, the jnana yoga practitioners, and the tapasvis, all these are good. They are all good yogis. And better than them is Ashtanga yoga practitioner. And best among all the yoga practitioners is Bhakti yoga practitioner. So there is a hierarchy. Those who are following Dharmartha Kama Moksha, they are lower. And superior to them is those who are endeavoring for attaining moksha. Nishkama Karma Yogi, Jnana Yogi, Tapasvi, etc. And better than them is Ashtanga Yogis, who can attain moksha in little time by practicing Ashtanga Yoga, by raising prana from Mooladhara Chakra to Ajna Chakra and piercing through Brahmarandra. They can attain liberation immediately. They don't have to wait for the natural death. But superior to them is the devotees. Because all these Nishkama Karma Yogis, Jnana Yogis, Ashtanga Yogis, ultimately they may attain Sahaja Mukti only, where there is no opportunity for directly serving the Supreme Lord. They can at most meditate on the Supreme Lord and his various pastimes. But those who will be able to attain the opportunity to serve the Lord in person for the rest of eternity, the most fortunate people, they are Bhakti Yoga practitioners. They will attain Sarishti, Salokya, Samipya, Sarupya in Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vasalaya and Madhurya Rasas, where they can serve, where they have the opportunity to serve, be near to the Supreme Lord, serve the Lord in person directly. That's why they are considered to be the most fortunate and the supreme most sadhakas. And this thing is spoken in the Vedic literatures in a secret way, not directly. It is kept as Rajavidya and Rajaguhya. And the essence of that Rajavidya, Rajaguhya is to understand Krishna, to attain shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. That Lord Krishna says in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Vedesha Sarve Ahameva Vedyo. The purpose of reading or studying all the Vedic literatures is to understand me and attain me. Purpose of reading all the Vedic literatures is to understand Lord Krishna and eventually understanding the means to attain Lord Krishna and finally attain Lord Krishna. So Arjuna might question, how can you say the Vedas principally talking about karma kanda, jnana kanda, nupasana kanda and you are telling me, aap kahan se aa gaya beech mein? Then Lord Krishna says, Vedanta Krit, it is I appearing as Vyasadeva, the son of Parashara, compiled the Vedas. I am the compiler of the Vedas. I know what is the essence of Vedas. I know what is to be attained by the Vedas. Because I am only the compiler of the Vedas. I am only telling. How can you question me? Then Arjuna says, my dear sir, please wait. There are so many speakers of the Vedas here in this world. Some say the essence of the Vedas is to go to Swarga. Some say the essence of the Vedas is to attain the eight mystic siddhis. Some say the essence of the Vedas is to attain Brahman, attaining Brahmananda, etc. So what about that? Different people come up with different conclusions. So then Lord Krishna says, Veda vid eva cha aham. The different people may say, I know the Vedas, I know the essence of the Vedas, this is the essence of the Vedas. They may come up with so many theories. But चा अहम, मुझे छोड़ के अन्य कोई असली सारांश को जानता नहीं। दे में से दे नो सो मेनी थिंग्स बट दे आर वाट दे नो इज ऑल सेकंड और थर्ड थिंग नॉट द फर्स्ट थिंग। फर्स्ट थिंग आई एम द कंपाइलर ऑफ द वेदास, आई एम द नोअर ऑफ द वेदास, आई एम द क्रिएटर ऑफ दिस एंटायर यूनिवर्स, आई हैव सेट अप व्हाट द रूल्स टू बी फॉलोड, व्हाट रूल्स नॉट टू बी फॉलोड, एवरीथिंग आई हैव सेट अप। एंड विल आई नो आर समबडी हू हर्ड वेदास फ्रॉम ब्रह्मा and presenting their own conclusions. I am the first person. I am the speaker of the Vedas. Brahma is the second person who received the Vedas. And Brahma taught the Vedas to his sons, all the various Prajapatis, various Rishis. And now they are giving various conclusions. What is their statement? I am the first person, Brahma the second person, and they are all third and fourth persons. So which has more weightage? So try to understand that. Then Arjuna immediately asked one question. If you are the compiler of the Vedas, if you are the knower of the essence of the Vedas, please tell me quickly. We don't know. We were hearing to many people differently and they are telling so many things. And you are the first person, please give the first cut evidence. What is the essence of the Vedas? And now, Lord Krishna follows his intention. Paroksha Vada Rushaya, Paroksha Mamacha Ripriya. What is the thing that Lord Krishna wants to keep secretly? What is kept as a secret by Vyasadeva and other great sages is revealed by Lord Krishna secretly in the next three verses. Of course, the next five verses, they are considered to be the essence of all the Vedas. The essence of all the Vedas is divided into three divisions, Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. And these five verses of the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita talks about what is that Sambandha we need to understand, what is that Abhideya we need to understand and follow, and what is that Prayojana we need to understand and follow the Abhideya very seriously so that we can attain that Prayojana. It is explained in these five verses secretly, not openly. So Lord Krishna says, Dvau imau purusho loke sharas shaksharam evacha sharas sarvani bhutani kutastho akshara uchyate. In this material creation, which is personally done by me, there are two categories of beings are there. Some of them are called as Kshara. Others are called as Akshara. So what do you mean by Kshara and Akshara? Since I am the maintainer of this universe, there are different processes people follow in this universe. Kshara are those people who try to follow Sakama Karma for the purpose of fulfilling their desires. Majorly, the good people follow the Vedic literature is not to fulfill their desires. They follow Sakama Karma. But others who want to fulfill their desires, they actually bypass the Vedic rules and regulations. They are all Vikarmis. These two category people come in the category of Kshara. Those who tend to transmigrate from one species to other species. Because they are interested to stay in this world, and they move from one species to other species and then live in this material world only. They are called Kshara. And those people who are making an endeavor to go out of this world, they understanding the essence of the Vedic literature, they try to follow Nishkama Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, and eventually with the help of Bhakti Yoga, they make all endeavors to attain Sahajya Mukti. Impersonal liberation. And they are called Akshara. And Lord Krishna, just by using the word Kshara and Akshara, indirectly is talking about what are the processes that are generally followed in this material world as a means of their maintenance and as a means of their perfection. Kshara and Akshara. Kshara sarvani bhutani kutastho akshara uchyate. Kshara people want to remain in this material world, abrahma bhuna loka punaravartino arjuna. Akshara people make all endeavor to attain brahman. They want to attain sahajya mukti in brahman. Then Lord Krishna says that superior to these people who practice ashtanga yoga, meditating upon paramatma, that Lord Krishna says in the next verse, Uttama Purushastu Anya Paramatma Iti Udharutaha. యో లోకత్రయం ఆవిశ్య బిబర్తి అవ్యయ ఈశ్వర. సో లార్డ్ కృష్ణ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ పరమాత్మ. హూ ఇస్ పరమాత్మ? బెటర్ దాన్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ పరమాత్మ, హూ ఎంటర్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ యాజ్ గర్భోదక్ష విష్ణు అండ్ క్షీరదక్ష విష్ణు అండ్ మెయింటైన్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ సో దట్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ కెన్ లివ్ హ్యాపీలీ ఇన్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్. అండ్ దిస్ పరమాత్మ ఈజ్ వర్షిప్డ్, ఈజ్ యాక్సెప్టెడ్ యాజ్ దర్ ఆరాధ్య దైవ బై అష్టాంగ యోగా ప్రాక్టీషనర్స్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు అటైన్ లిబరేషన్. దెన్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సేస్, సుపీరియర్ టు పరమాత్మ అండ్ సుపీరియర్ టు ద వర్షిపర్స్ ఆఫ్ పరమాత్మ, దట్ ఈస్ అష్టాంగ యోగీస్ ఆర్ ద భక్తి యోగీస్ హూ వర్షిప్ భగవాన్. దట్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ స్టేట్స్ ఇన్ ద 18th వర్స్, యస్మాక్షరం అతీతోయం అక్షరాద్ అపిచోత్తమ అతోస్మి లోకే వేదేచ ప్రతీత పురుషోత్తమ. సుపీరియర్ టు క్షర ద కండిషన్స్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ హూ ఆర్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ వికర్మ ఆర్ సకామ కర్మ ఆర్ అక్షరాస్ ద ప్రాక్టీషనర్స్ ఆఫ్ నిష్కామ కర్మయోగ జ్ఞానయోగ హూ ఆర్ వర్షిపింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు అటైన్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఆర్ ద అష్టాంగ యోగీస్ హూ ఆర్ వర్షిపింగ్ పరమాత్మ. అండ్ దెన్ సుపీరియర్ టు ద వర్షిపర్స్ ఆఫ్ అష్టాంగ యోగీస్ వర్షిపర్స్ ఆఫ్ పరమాత్మ ఆర్ ద డివోటీస్ హూ ఆర్ వర్షిపింగ్ భగవాన్. యస్మాక్షరం అతీతోహం అక్షరాద్ అపి చ ఉత్తమ. సో దెన్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సేస్ దాట్ ద డివోటీస్ ఆర్ ద బెస్ట్ పీపుల్ అండ్ ద డివోటీస్ ఆర్ ద ప్రాక్టీస్ ఇన్ ద బెస్ట్ ప్రాసెస్ నోన్ యాజ్ భక్తి ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు అటైన్ భగవాన్. బట్ భగవాన్ ఇస్ ఇన్ మెనీ డిఫరెంట్ ఫార్మ్స్. వీ హ్యావ్ భగవాన్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ మత్స్య, కూర్మ, వరాహ, హయగ్రీవ, వామన, రామ, పరశురామ, కృష్ణ, లైక్ దట్ సో మెనీ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. అమంగ్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ హూ ఈస్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ ఇన్ ద వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్స్ ఇన్ ద పురాణాస్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ద వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్స్ ఈజ్ నోన్ యాజ్ పురుషోత్తమ. దట్ పురుషోత్తమ ఈజ్ మీ. ద ప్రాసెస్ టు అటైన్ అదర్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ ఈజ్ వైదిక సాధన భక్తి, ఇట్ ఇస్ దేర్. బట్ అమంగ్ ఆల్ ద డిఫరెంట్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ ఏతే తాంస కళాపుంస కృష్ణస్తు భగవాన్ స్వయం. లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ కన్సిడర్డ్ టు బి యాజ్ పురుషోత్తమ, బెస్ట్ అమంగ్ ఆల్ భగవాన్స్, ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్స్. అండ్ ద మీన్స్ టు అటైన్ దిస్ బెస్ట్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ ఈజ్ ద బెస్ట్ ప్రాసెస్ టు బి అండర్స్టూడ్. The best means to be understood. So by stating Shara, Akshara, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, Lord Krishna indirectly talking about the processes to attain them. Sakama Karma, Nishkama Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. And in that Bhakti Yoga, there is Sadhana Bhakti, there is Sadhana Bhakti means the Mishra Bhakti, Bhakti mixed with other elements and there is Ananya Bhakti. By taking shelter of Ananya Bhakti, one can attain పురుషోత్తమ. సో దెన్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సేస్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్, యో మాం ఏవం అసం మూడో జానాతి పురుషోత్తమం. మాం పురుషోత్తమం జానాతి, దోజ్ హూ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ మీ యాజ్ పురుషోత్తమ, ద బెస్ట్ అమంగ్ ఆల్ ద ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్, స సర్వవిద్, దట్ పర్సన్ ఇస్ ద నోర్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ దట్ ఈస్ టు బి నోన్. దెన్ వాట్ డస్ హి డూ ఆఫ్టర్ నోయింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ దట్ ఈస్ సపోజ్ టు బి నోన్? భజంతి మాం, వర్షిప్స్ మీ. హౌ? సర్వభావేన భారత, మనస వాచ కర్మ ఇన్ ఆల్ రెస్పెక్ట్స్ కంప్లీట్లీ ఎంగేజెస్ ఇన్ మై డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. వెన్ వన్ ఎంగేజెస్ ఇన్ లార్డ్స్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ కంప్లీట్లీ, వాట్ వన్ విల్ అటైన్? ఇతి గుహ్యతమం శాస్త్రం ఇదముక్తం మయానగా ఏతద్ భూత్వా బుద్ధిమాన్ సాత్ కృతకృత్య భారత. వన్ హు నోస్ దిస్ with what that guhyatamam shastram, the most secret knowledge of all the Vedic literatures, engages in my devotional service completely, sarva bhavena bharata, that person krita krittascha bharata will attain what he is supposed to attain, the topmost destiny. Vrajanti tascharana sarorhuankitam. The shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, in Dasya Sakya Vatsalya or Madhuri Rasa, where one can serve Lord Krishna in person for the rest of eternity. And this is the topmost secret of all the Vedic literatures. And that is called as Param Gatihi. There are so many gatis. Going to Swarga is also gati. One destination. Going to Brahman also. Going to Vaikuntha also. Going to Goloka Vrindavan also. So according to Lord Krishna, according to Vedic literatures, according to all the great personalities, the ultimate gati is attaining shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. And this is the topmost secret, which is secretly spoken by Lord Krishna, and all is authentic representative such as Vyasadeva and all other great personalities. So this is the essence of all Vedic literatures. So these are the few words which I wanted to present based on this shloka. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki, Hare Krishna.